morning. I'm Christopher Schmidt.
I'm Danielle Ram.
And I'm Joe Straub. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. Thanks for joining us to hear all the latest news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This afternoon, four groups of Garrigan students will be over in Spencer to compete at the state large group speech contest. The Bears have two acting ensembles and two improvisation groups entered in the contest. Rebecca Brosnan and Jenna Rector will perform the selection Sure Thing early this afternoon. Then around 3:30, Jake Rosenmeyer, Nora Cranbuehl, Anna Kloash, and Michael Hellman will perform an improvisation piece.
Later in the afternoon, you can see the ensemble performance All's Well That Ends Wrong with Taylor Brandenburg, Rebecca Erdman, Katrina Even, Amy Rasmussen, Kelly Klein, and Michael Faulkner. Rounding out the day is another improv selection featuring Randy Kenyon, Holly Berkland, and Joe Straub. State contest is at Spencer High School, and we encourage everyone to head on over there to see some great performances.
By now, most people know that 2008-2009 marks Bishop Garrigan High School's 50th year. We started the celebration with homecoming last fall, and the big finale will be a three-day festival this summer, timed to coincide with Algona Founders Day. We're inviting back more than 4,000 Bishop Garrigan alumni for an all-school reunion, and a full slate of special events is planned for the weekend of June 10th through June 12th.
In addition to the standard Founders Day activities like a street dance, car show, and the Water's Edge Triathlon, there will be lots of events specific to Garrigan. We'll be holding a bike ride around the area connecting all five parishes that are a part of the Bishop Garrigan family. There will be a special Bishop Garrigan tent on the courthouse lawn, and there will be business and industrial tours conducted for Garrigan alumni. We'll also be hosting alumni golf, baseball, and quiz bowl tournaments, tours of the school facilities, a big outdoor mass at Conway Stadium, and a walk-through timeline highlighting accomplishments in the past 50 years. There will be a barbecue, an alumni dance at the KC Hall, and evening fireworks to cap off the celebration.
Alumni and friends of the school should mark their calendar now for June 10th through the 12th. Meanwhile, the development office is looking for three graduates from each of Garrigan's 50th classes to help out with the event. One person from each class will help organize email addresses for their classmates. Another will help compile the timeline by finding the most memorable events for their class. And the third will act as a host or hostess during the all-school reunion. If you're a Garrigan graduate and can help out, we urge you to contact Development Director Diane Albert to volunteer.
Are you hungry? The Bishop Garrigan Junior class can help you out. To raise money for prom, the juniors are selling butter braid rolls. The delicious sweet treats sell for $12, and they'll be selling them through next Monday, February 9th. Contact any Garrigan Junior to order yours today.
Basketball playoffs are coming up. After starting off slow, the Golden Bear girls built a long winning streak toward the end of the season, and they're a hot team headed into regionals. The girls start playoffs next Thursday when they host Gretinger Terrell. Garrigan also hosts the second round of girls regionals, which will be Tuesday the 17th. The Golden Bear boys drew a bye in the first round of districts. They'll also play at home in the second round when they take on the winner of TRV and West Bend Mallard on Thursday, February 19th.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Alex Dodds and Mallory Bollock. Here to tell you about them is Kelly Rouse. Alex Dodds has been farming with his grandfather since he was in middle school. He also spends summers working on a ranch in Montana. When he's not at Garrigan, you might see this Lone Rock native working at Godfather's Pizza. Next year, Alex plans to go to Northwest Community College in Sheldon, where he will study to be an electrical worker. Good luck, Alex. When we asked Mallory Bollock to describe herself, she said she was boring and that she had no life. We know that's not true, though. Over the years, Mallory has been involved in basketball, cheerleading, and publications. Her biggest interest is art, though. When she finishes high school, she plans to study at Kirkwood for a year and then transfer to an out-of-state art school. We wish Mallory all the best in the future.
Thanks, Rouser. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a state large group speech today at Spencer. Then tomorrow, intramural basketball continues.
Monday, the freshman basketball teams take on Algona High. Then Tuesday, the accelerated math students will take the American Mathematics Competition Test.
Tuesday night, the boys' basketball team hosts St. Ed's. The baseball team will serve a taco supper at the games. Wednesday, there's an early dismissal for staff development. Then Thursday, the girls start basketball playoffs by hosting Gretinger Terrell.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.